Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. That music means that the mayor is on the phone. We want to welcome to KDWA, as we do once a month, Mayor Mary Fassbender, and we're thrilled that she is calling in today. How goes it, Miss Mayor?
Hi, Mo, and all. It's, you know what? It's going. It's another beautiful day in the city of Hastings.
You know, it is, actually. today is just lovely. I first want to acknowledge something that I think is a kind of grief that sometimes we overlook, and that is you lost your precious dog, Hannah, who you had for maybe 13 years. Is that correct?
It would have been 13 and a half. Yes, Saturday. So thank you. That's very sweet.
Well, you know, I think people that know you as a person and certainly as a mayor, your sweet Hannah, where you were, Hannah was, and vice versa. And so I know what a loss that is to you. And I'm sorry, Mary. I'm sorry for that. On a personal level, we love our dogs around here. And I think if people don't have a dog, they don't quite understand why we're so sad. But as my friend the dog whisperer said, we don't deserve them. Dogs are the best kind of people that there are. Right. So anyway, God bless you as you grieve that.
Thank you.
And then now you're rocking and rolling again with your business. How's that going?
Oh my gosh. I was so thankful to get back to work for my people. And you know, it's amazing what a haircut can do to our demeanor. People would just be like, oh, that just feels so good. Oh. And, you know, simply because I did break my arm in February. So some of my people went a little bit longer than they really wanted. But, yeah, everybody's just very happy that they can get their little locks cut. I mean, it's a totally different world. You know, part of the best part of a haircut is the shampoo and the, you know, the blow drying and the style and just to be able to sit. Well, I think hopefully in the future that's going to change, but, you know, we're really not recommended to do the full service until a little bit further down the road. And we have to wear masks and, you know, sanitize, and it's just different, but it's good. And like I said, people feel so much better when they leave.
And you can certainly empathize with all of the small businesses that have suffered during this COVID pandemic, because you have a business as well. But I just am so amazed at how people have been adaptable and, okay, this is the new way we do business, so we're moving forward. And so with your business, you know, it's different than a restaurant where, let's say, you couldn't be open, people couldn't come in, or a boutique or something for a couple of months. With yours, when people couldn't come in, there were repercussions to their beauty.
Right.
Did anyone try to take matters in their own hands? And can you tell us, don't use names, but can you tell us some funny stories about?
Absolutely.
Uh-oh.
People have been, actually, it was kind of cute, people were sending me pictures or husbands were videoing while their wives were trimming their hair.
Oh no.
Some of the guys got creative and put ponytails all over their head. And yeah, I mean, you know, and people made light of it, which is good. I mean, there's nothing we could do about it. I have, yes, had to repair a few thus far. and here's my kind of shocking thing. I thought, you know what, here's a perfect time. Your hair's longer, let's do something different, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, nope, just do the same. You know?
Oh, how cute.
And on the other hand, I do service quite a few male clients, and I had one guy thus far in the last 10 days or whatever I've been working that said, nah, I'm going to keep it long. I'm like, okay, go for it. You know, you can always cut it off.
Absolutely.
So,
and
women have realized, you know what, gray hair is not so bad. And rather than every 4 weeks for a haircut, they're like, yeah, go six. You know, so, you know, I think it's done a lot for all of us to figure out what we truly can live without, and why are we so apt to say, okay, I want my haircut and structure. I mean, so much structure. And now it's just a little more lenient.
And how about so you? Have you had a chance to get your hair cut by somebody?
I did. Yeah.
And did
actually,
you feel
my sister's an ex-hairdresser, so maybe 6 weeks ago or so, I said, just cut it off. It was just too long. So, yeah. So I did, and then I was fortunate enough to get my little foils put back in. So, yeah, all is good.
All is good. Well, that's great.
It's great.
So tell us about the city. I know that, you know, every other week there is a meeting. So the last meeting was on June 15th. Tell us what the purpose of that meeting was and some of the topics that you covered, please.
So it was a lot of just going through and just making a motion for city work to be done, which is a pretty simple process, you know, or I shouldn't say simple, but it's a lot of work on our city staff. So we had a street water quality improvement for East 21st Street, and that project was passed. And then we had a public hearing, which happens quite a bit, and was for a vacation of an alley, which was simply passed. You know, it's just a process, Mo, and procedure that we have to go through for a lot of these things. But also we did, we had a public hearing for additional sidewalk cafe requests. You know, there was a large group of businesses downtown and a couple other areas in town to extend their patios to get more people, to get more seating for their clients. And then last week, of course, Governor Walz ordered that they could have, you know, a certain percent inside of their restaurant as well. From a restaurant standpoint, I think they're excited that they have more seating. So we passed four more. So this isn't just in the downtown, it's throughout the whole community, which is great. You know, these restaurants are just, they have to think out of the box, too. How can we get as much seating as possible? Well, with the city okaying all these extensions and everything, it helps them. So it was good conversation. I don't know if you know, but for the last few council meetings, it's been a ton of discussion on these items just for safety and, you know, what's best for everyone. And then, you know, DBA came up with a great plan and their wants and their needs, and a ton of work again from all parties, but it got done, and people will start to see the fruits of their labor. And also we, with our budget, you know, we had to really look at our flowers. And that's so good to know that the downtown will start to see the beautification of our baskets and the pots too being done. So that was another thing the city had passed at one of our last council meetings.
So Mary, would you be so kind as to tell, when you say there's a lot of work done behind the scenes, what was all that work? Because some people, I think, were taken by surprise that downtown was in fact closed. And I know you want to speak to that.
You mean the street closure?
Yes.
Well, we wanted to, because in that block one, there's so many restaurants and the retail stores as well, but restaurants more than anything to expand their patios. Well, I drove down there before the streets were closed, and it was very tight. So from a public safety standpoint, it was hard to visualize Fireside and Busted Nut and El Mexican and Spiral and Lock and Dam, to all of them having that extra patio and having it be safe for people to drive through there. So there again, our staff, you know, between public safety and John Hinsman, economic development, and the police chief, and, you know, they put a ton of hours into, you know, what is the safest, what is the best for everyone. So, you know, only blocking off that one block has really helped all of them. I know it's an inconvenience, and we're sorry for that, but it really will help our restaurants and our little shops downtown, just having that street blocked, and it's from Friday to Sunday. So we're hoping, you know, with the weather as good as we've had it, that people will just come and they'll be able to mingle within that block. And if you're waiting to get a table for dining at one of the restaurants, you know, you'll be able to maybe walk around and see other people at the other patios and just go chat with them. You know, it's just kind of a way to have more of that room for social distancing.
Plus, I don't, right, and I think unless you've been down there and actually seen it in person, it is just one block. I think people
were... Sure, and the detour is literally a half a block. It goes up and then down, you know. Yeah, the best that we felt that staff, you know, has worked so hard on, and it was going to help our businesses, because guess what? Our small businesses in our community, we need to help them, and mm-hmm. this was a sure way that we respected their businesses, and hopefully as a community, we're going to see that, you know, that will help them sustain through this COVID-19, because we don't know. I mean, we don't know if it's coming back. There's so many unsure things that, so like they say, you know, make hay when the sun shines. Mm-hmm. We had to come up with a way that they could, you know, work smarter, not harder. And the other thing with that, Mo, is for people to feel comfortable going to their establishments. I think outside, I feel and I hear that, you know, it's maybe a little bit better than being in a building, which I think is true.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they'll see the patios will be used and utilized more. And there again, you know, we went down there last Friday. We took our masks, and we still have to be accountable for ourselves, too. And staff, you know, they have to wear their masks, and, you know, it's just different. It's just different. You know, and the most thing is, like I said, you want people to feel comfortable coming into your establishment. So we have to go by with the recommendations of the executive order.
So this is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For how long, please?
Well, as of right now, I'm pretty sure it's November 1st, June 1st to November 1st. That could change, you know, and we're in a trial period, just like everything else when we do it different. If we find that it's not working, then we may have to reevaluate it. But for right now, we just hope that these businesses can survive, and I'm hoping we have a good summer so they can keep sitting outside. And it's great. It's so cool. I mean, I don't know of anywhere that you could just go downtown and, you know, sit anywhere outside. I think it was brilliant to come up with an idea like this.
So those are extensions of people's patios, but you also have places if people just want to do curbside pickup and then go eat.
Sure. The Parks Department and staff has done numerous of picnic tables, like extended. Picnic tables like under the bridge, and there's portalettes down there and washing stations, and down by Pavilion, the Rotary Pavilion, there's many more picnic tables, and you're just going to kind of see a little different landscape. And that's for people that maybe don't want to go into a restaurant or even sit on a patio. They still do curbside, so they can pick it up, and then you can go somewhere in the downtown area to enjoy your meal. So, and you know, our downtown is so beautiful, and it's got more activity coming all the time. So, it's good. I mean, we enjoy riding our bikes down there, and then we don't have to worry about parking, because parking will be a bit of an issue. But, you know, we're hoping with the parking lot and the parking spaces that are open throughout the rest of the downtown, it shouldn't be too bad.
So what can you say to encourage people that need handicap parking?
There is handicap parking downtown, even on 2nd Street. There's a couple, like, right by the bridge. There is still that, And then, of course, it's only that block one. So the next block, there's handicap parking as well. And on Sibley, there's handicap parking. There's handicap parking underneath the bridge. You know, we're hopeful that it's going to work. There's handicap parking on both sides of Sibley, I should say. I don't know exactly how many spots, but that was, you know, they took that into consideration too, both the city staff and the DBA.
You know, I think that is the misnomer, though, that the whole downtown is blocked off. It really, as you said, it's almost just half a block.
Sure. And before we closed the block down mall, I actually did go down there a couple times, and I drove through the full street a couple times just to see what are the logistics that we're not seeing by and just hearing. So I did. It was too close for my comfort. I mean, when I'm driving down the road and I have people literally walking right by me,
mm-hmm.
I didn't feel safe for that at all. I think it was a good plan, and I'm hoping that people can just forgive this for a while for our businesses downtown. And, you know, it's not even just the restaurants. It's all the little boutiques. They can now put their stuff out on the sidewalks, and it's a safe environment. I will say another exciting thing for Spiral Brewery. The motion was passed to allow them to have a rooftop patio.
Now that is going to be awesome.
Isn't that going to be cool? And there again, well thought out plan. They have been discussing this since Spiral opened. Again, they got their ducks in a row, and I think it's just going to be great. It'll be under a, you know, special use permit, which is an extension of their liquor license on the roof, which we all look for that to be very exciting for our community. And who knows, you see one pop up, you might see another one. I mean, you know, it's just those things like that, I think, that make Hastings, downtown Hastings, which once you're downtown means you're going to drive through our community and see other things in the community, but that it's going to be a little destinational, which I think is great. It's a great start. They have a couple things they have to get done yet, but, you know, there again, you have to get it passed before you can start your work on it. So, yeah, I think it'll be great.
Well, we do, too. We think you're great as well. Thanks for taking time to chat with us, Mayor Mary Fassbender, and we are so grateful for her time. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.